Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Wild Tales podcast. I'm Jason Fox, and this series is all about adventure, resilience, and inspirational humans. The podcast is presented by The Book of Man and in partnership with Talisker. My guest today is Wim Hof, known as the Iceman. He is the Dutch extreme athlete who specializes in breaking records relating to exposure to extreme cold, such as running a half marathon above the Arctic Circle, barefoot and only wearing shorts. By learning to control his breathing, heart rate and blood circulation, he has managed to achieve things no human should and is now teaching people the Wim Hof method, in which he teaches people to control their body and mind to achieve extraordinary things. In the episode, we answer some questions that you've asked me on Instagram. I'm going to be sending a bottle of Talisker 10-year-old whiskey to the top question. Anyway, here we go, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Here he is, the legend, the myth, the man, Wim Hof. Thank you very much for coming on, Wim.
Yeah, nice.
How are you?
I feel great. I just jumped from the rock into the cold water outside. That makes me just feel splendid.
Whereabouts are you at the moment?
Right now, I'm about 70 kilometers from Amsterdam, in my center.
Right, okay.
I got a center over there. You know, all kinds of facilities, a freezer, and things, and yeah.
So is that basically home for you? Is that where you base yourself?
No, I'm all, when I get things done, then I'm out of there. I'm a sort of a nomad, you know?
All right.
I always go, I want to see places and be with places and let it grow and then go again.
Mate, where did you grow up and what was it like? What was the young Wim like as a boy?
Like any other boy, you know? We're all boys. We all know each other. We want to change the world. We want to live free. We want to have a worryless life and all that. And that's the way it should. You know, all kids grow not to get into a system that is sodomizing their spirit. It should be vibrant every day. That is the way to a life to be lived. So I was a young kid and I was 12 years old when I told myself, and I was thinking a lot, this world, apparently war is being considered like normal. Pollution, like normal. Disease, like normal. Depression, like normal. Abuse, like normal. Cruelty, like normal. And I said, I'm going to do something about it. I don't know how, but I'm going to do something about it. I was 12 years old and I pledged that oath at that moment. And don't mess with a 12-year-old. They are strong. Once they become determined within themselves, not out there, but within themselves, they pledge something deeply inside, then things will happen. And it will take a long time, as it did with me, until, you know, the egg is growing, 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 and it bursts out. It took me more than 25 years from there to grow into this full growing outdoor athlete, going into the extremes. But that belief made me strong. It is the spirit when it is unpolluted, non-polluted, not corrupted, then it becomes really strong. You find your own way. And that's what I did throughout my youth. Throughout my adulthood, I became only stronger because I held to my belief. And when I was 37, I could do stuff and also before already, but it was building up, building up, building up. Physically, I could do, every day in winter time, you could find me in cold water under the ice doing breathing exercises, staying for 5 minutes to 7 minutes under the ice. I mean, I think I became a seal at that moment. The thing is, I followed my path, and I could do 100 push-ups with one arm in one breath hold. Imagine the power if you are so much at your core that the life force which is within all of us suddenly becomes so much more within your control. That's the way the youth has to grow up, to stay at the core, to stay at Mother Nature's beautiful power that gives us, if we just let it grow freely and we stick to our beliefs, that it becomes really strong. And then no disease will be there. And happiness will be there. That means absence of war. Because why is there a happy man that goes to war? No. It doesn't feel the tension. It is there. He is strong within himself. He doesn't need to defend. He doesn't need to attack. He is. So that throughout my life, I've been doing the cold because the cold brought me right there where thoughts are not able to give sense to and purpose to the moment. It is the cold. The cold that brings you directly, deeply within, connects you, and then from there you begin to learn that you are so much more capable in so much more areas than people thought possible. And this is what I did on my own for more than 25 years since then, because they considered me a crazy man going into the cold how stupid is this? And you do breathing exercise. But yeah, we already breathe, man. What are you doing? And now I've shown in science that we are able to bring down through breathing exercises, specific breathing exercises, to bring down inflammation, which is the cause and effect of any disease. Wow. This is just a little bit what I'm explaining. There's so much.
When did you first start dabbling in the cold?
17. Five years later than 12, 17 years old, Sunday morning, nobody around me pondering once again about the purpose of life, the significance of life. I felt attraction. And since then, I did it every day, 44 years long, every winter, every day into the cold, because I love it.
But what was it that made you, as a 17-year-old, what was it that made you think, right, I'm getting in there? Was it like curiosity? Wonder what this feels like? Was it an epiphany?
Yes, it is. It is like an epiphany. It comes in without reason. You don't know why. It's intuition. It strikes you. You don't know. Ping. Mm-hmm. It's like a ping coming in. And then you look around and there's no words. You just look around. You go follow your attraction. And you go in. And then it happened over there. It was actually the answer of all my questions. It was right there. It was mm-hmm. This is it, without words. And from there, it gave me a rush. I was just briefly in, only a minute and a half, but I was playing with the eyes around me. And that gave me such a realization of power. I was playing. I was not suffering. I felt great. I felt like deep inside. And that coming out, of course, there is a rush. There is energy. There is a boost. And that the other day I came back to see if it was going to happen again. And it did. And from there, I began to prolong. From there, I began to notice that if I was breathing deeply, I could resist the cold more. That was like experimenting. Yeah. And then very soon I could stay for minutes under the water in freezing water and be there. And it's like deep meditation power.
The Wim Hof method is something that, how long is it taking you to sort of refine it and develop it to where it is now, would you say?
I think it took me 44 years, you know?
Really?
All those years. Listen, we come in a society where we think that disease has no answer but pills and medicine. And depression has no answer but therapies and pills and things like that. And I now say inflammation, which is the cause and effect of disease, can be deeply influenced by us at will with breathing exercises. How much pondering, philosophizing, analysis does it take to find an answer on the contemporary problems of the medical science and me as a nitwit, drop out of school, coming with answers? How long does that take? It takes belief. It takes common sense, thinking about it. Overthinking once again, and then you see, but this is it, man. People don't think there is an answer to these problems, but by pills and medicine, side effects, terrible side effects, and prolonged dependency upon those things while not experiencing you yourself being in control over yourself. That is a dilemma. That is a way of thinking. That is a paradigm. That is something you carry with you every day. And everybody will say, you are crazy. You are crazy. You are crazy saying this. And I endured that 25 years long until I got contact with first a newspaper and then television came. And consecutive, boom, 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 boom. Because they saw a man doing stuff in the cold, thought of not only crazy, but impossible. Oh, let's do this. Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you swim 100 meters under the ice? Can you climb Mount Everest? Can you run a marathon barefoot in the snow? Can you do the same thing in the desert? Can you hang by one finger up in the air in the wintertime? All those things. And I did it. I said, yes, yes, yes. And then tell me, who is crazy? It's not me. Television is crazy. They make you do these crazy stunts and challenges all the time. But I felt good and I was prepared. I learned so much of the cold that I could do stuff which was unknown territory. So I had been like a quarter of a century into the cold, practicing on my own in a discipline not known before. So I was so much ahead of everybody that it seemed to be impossible to do for others. And then I said at a certain moment, but hey guys, what I can do, you can do. And at first they did not believe this in the university hospital, they had me and they injected me with the bacteria. Normally you become very sick. It's an E. coli bacteria, which is lethal normally. But this is a controlled experiment. It has a very strong, heavy reaction on the immune system. They call it the cytokine storm. And now I took the bacteria, cytokine storm starts, and I bring it down as the first one after 16,000 people who could not do it. And then they said to me, but you are the Iceman. You are an anomaly. You are a superhuman, a freak of nature. You, whatever they say, They say it's not humanity that is capable of bringing down inflammation. And I said, no, what I can do, I can teach people. And they said, told me or asked me, how much time do you need to train people to bring them to this control over bacteria injected? Does it take a year, 1.5 years to get a little bit close to your results? I said, Matt, so many fingers, so many days. I took 10 days. I said 10 days. And they said, it's unbelievable. If that would happen, it's unbelievable. Because what you have shown is to go where in medical science was thought of impossible by humans. By the human physiology at will, it was not possible to go into the autonomic nervous system, into the immune system, and endocrine system, which is the hormonal system. We could not. That was the medical science. And then I said, give them to me, this group of people. I will go in 4 days into the mountains, into nature, deep nature, and I will make them awaken to the physiology, the way nature meant it to be. And we did that. 4 days later, they were in the hospital, received the injection as well. And 100% score, they all could resist the bacteria influence on the immune system, bringing it down. So the cytokine storm was over. And that was the first group of 12 people after 16,000 who could not. You see what I mean?
So, yeah, but I totally get what you're saying, and I totally buy into it, and I actually do believe it myself. But what I don't understand, and I'm sure a lot of people listening now might not understand, is how does your method, the techniques, work? What is it that it does to help with the, you know, basically the rejection of the bacteria and the rejection of what that can do to an individual inside? How does what you do work? Do you know?
Yes.
Can you explain that?
Of course. Yeah. First of all, take the cold shower. Every day a cold shower. I always say a cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. Okay. You just do it. Keep it simple. Just do it. It's good for you. I can write a whole book just on a cold shower.
Yeah.
I'm not going to explain what it all does, because it's too much, but it is all good. Right. It's all good. The investment to go into the cold shower is by far the outcome. It is the best thing you can do for within your life to yourself. Take the damn cold shower every day. It's heaven coming, energy coming, stress goes away. Vascular system is being optimized. Very soon, the way nature meant it to be. That's the cold shower. And then if you get a flu or flu-like symptoms, fever or aches in the body, then we have a technique, a breathing technique that makes the adrenal axis activated almost immediately within 7 minutes or so. You also learn to go into the deepest part of the brain at will. Where are the problems when there is depression in the deepest part of the brain? You learn to go into the deepest part of the brain. You learn to regulate your mood. You learn to bring down inflammation. Inflammation is the cause and effect of any disease. And we are built to be able to influence into the inflammation, into the mood, regulative mechanisms of the brain. We are. This breathing exercise is an acute artificial stress you exercise through the breathing technique, which is evidence-based. It is proven in the university to work directly against bacteria or virus or whatever is going on in the body. Because you learn within a couple of minutes to tap into the adrenal axis. That is hypothalamus, yeah, pituitary gland, and adrenal glands. That is a cycle. And then it resets the body. And when it resets the body, that means the immune system will be much more alert. The endocrine system, the emotional hormones, they will be reset. Because what you do is the adrenal axis. It makes you optimize to the moment. It makes you ready to be in the moment, the best version of yourself. That's what it does. As simple as it is. So it sounds all difficult, but it is very simple. You relax, sit on the couch, lie on the couch or in bed, and you start deep breathing, letting go. Deep breathing, letting go. Don't go with the mind, with the breath. Anybody can do that. And you know what, Jason? They compared these breathing techniques with brain scans, yeah, with people who exercise mindfulness for 4 hours a day for years, how they activate different parts of the brain in the depth. Through these breathing techniques, within 10 minutes, you go deeper than people who exercise 4 hours of mindfulness for years. You better do this to get a hold of the depth of your own brain and to rebalance what is out of balance. It's like you got to clean up your house sometimes. So you got to clean up your brain sometimes. And this is
agreed.
This is the broom. This is the broom. New broom, sweep clean, guys. Just do it and feel like, wow, nice. Yeah, that's the way you feel when you cleansed your house as well. Ah, nice. Ah, you know?
I totally agree. I need to get this breathing thing that weighed off. I'd like to add at this point that I've always had a relationship with cold water because of my old job a long time ago. But just recently, I've started to do those cold showers morning and then just before I go to bed. And I've got to say to people listening, I sleep way better than I've ever slept in my life after a cold shower. It sounds bizarre. People don't think it works, but it does. And then at the other end of the spectrum, when you do it in the morning, the following day, you become invigorated and it feels like you're on an absolute high. It's amazing. I'm just trying to explain to people, Wim, that I'm sold on this. I just need to get this whole breathing thing weighed off, yeah, as well. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is awesome. And listening to you is fascinating. But what you've obviously really, you've achieved quite a lot as well. Like you said there, the crazy TV people have turned up and asked you to do X, Y, and Z. And you've gone out there and done it. But what sort of things, what have you done? Can you list off some of the feats and the records that you've achieved because of what you've learned over the years?
Yeah. So, swim first 50 meters under a cap of ice, breath hold, and then do it 60 meters, 70 meters, 80 meters, 90 meters, 100 meters, breath hold all, and or hang by one finger in the air in February in the cold. You know how fingers, hands become stiff and out of control, yeah, yeah, in the cold. So by one finger up in the air, or stay for 2 hours in a casket full of ice, or run a marathon without drinking in the desert, or do the same thing in shorts beyond the polar circle in midwinter, or run barefoot half marathons in the Everest. I run a marathon barefoot at 5,000 meters, and I climbed the Everest to the death zone in my shorts. And then I did the Kilimanjaro four times, and every time faster in shorts. But the most remarkable thing of that is the last time I did it, one of my participants, and listen, the Kilimanjaro, this is a mountain of almost 6 kilometers high. That means less than half the oxygen is there, present around the people. So you have to adapt. This is what it needs, adaptation, acclimatization, it is called. Yeah. And you cannot go fast up the mountain because you will not be able to adapt. And hence you get headaches and lung aches and aches everywhere. You become dizzy, you die. So there was that's the physiology.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And normally, the Kilimanjaro is done in 5 to 9 days. Fully dressed, because it's really cold up there with wind and snow and all that, freezing temperatures. So they go fully dressed, and then only 40% of the people between 5 to 9 days are fully dressed are able to summit, successfully summit.
Yeah.
Now, what I did the last group, I went up, and the oldest person, participant, was 76 years old. He was driven. He was motivated. People who come with me are motivated. He was suffering of the Lyme's disease. Lyme, you know? And he did it in 31 hours in shorts. Not 5 days, 6 days, 9 days. He went up to the top in his shorts in 31 hours. So the man has no Lyme's disease anymore. What is that? That is the same thing I found when I was 17, going into the cold water, connection. Connection back to the core, who we are by Mother Nature's laws, not by the invented laws and morals and ethics outside. What the people are doing outside in the world is polluting the world, abusing the world. It's wrong. What we have got inside is so much stronger. And this man, he underwent this climb, and he had no former experience in climbing. 76 years old, in shorts, in 31 hours. The man was suffering from Lyme's disease. Can you imagine? What is that? That is breathing and motivation. The power of your mind is so much more capable than what we have learned.
That's
the message. All what I did, all these achievements, is only because I was at the core. And at the core now, we made it a method, makes people, it's very accessible, simple, and it is very strong. Those breathing exercises and going into the cold. See the cold as your warm friend, and the breathing, the ability to control the life force itself. And with that, With these specific breathing techniques, we are able to control our neurology, the immune system, the vascular system, all the systems. And it's there. And we got it scientifically endorsed. So it should go mainstream.
How much do you have to build up a tolerance to the cold? How much preparation is there to go into something like, as an example, doing that in shorts barefoot?
Yeah, it was a regular ice bather, a regular swimming in the cold. And I think I prepared doing, I'm not a runner, but the Discovery Channel asked me, do you know where a challenge? And I said, yes. Okay, let me do a half marathon barefoot within the Arctic Circle in midwinter. And then they said yes. And then I began to train. It took me 3 sessions. First, I run 1.5 kilometer, then 7.5 kilometer, and then 25 barefoot. Outside. It's motivation. It's the mind. And then very swift, the body follows. It adjusts to the mind. And how does it work? The last study I did, Jason, that was in a brain scan. And in the brain scan, you cannot move because you get blurred images. So they tell you to not move. No deep breathing, no contraction of muscles or anything. It's not possible because it interferes with the imaging. So what I did is what I always do when I go to the cold. I am ready. I go do what they say is impossible. Namely, cold water comes on upon the skin. And just by using the power of my mind, the thought, my will, which is like the will of anybody. I got a brain. You got a brain. We all have brains. But if you don't know how to use it, you know. So I did not know at that moment what to do exactly, because it was an artificial experiment. They had cold water coming upon my skin, and I could not move. The only thing I could do is thinking. And I set my mind, what happened? Because of my mindset, the physical stress of the cold did not make my skin temperature going down. That is the mindset. That is what I did when I did the Arctic Circle run. When they told me, the Discovery Channel, yes, okay, let me do a half marathon barefoot beyond the Arctic Circle in the winter. Yes, okay, let's do this. Then I began to train. But I already had set my mind. And in 3 sessions, 1.5 kilometer, 7.5 kilometer, and 25 kilometers run. And the last one, I had about 40 blisters, I remember. But I did it. I did it. Then I felt my body and my mind are together. They are ready. I'm ready. You feel it inside. And then, I went there and I did it. And then from there, it only followed. More of those records came. Then a full marathon in the desert, and then Mount Everest, and then et cetera, and more and more. So yes, those experiences, every time to go into the unknown, if you know who you are in the core, your mind, how to connect with your body, and anybody can do that, we have lost the trust that our mind, which they say, the unlimited power of the mind. Where is it? Hey, man, just test it out because it is yours.
Yeah.
It is yours by birthright. We have an unlimited power of our mind at our disposal. But they taught us That is not possible. This is not possible. This is not possible. And then in the end, you get become disconnected. You only do what is allowed to do and what they think is possible. That's the way we get schooled. And I say, and how about if you teach us all those things, then why don't you have solutions for all these diseases? For anger and for war and possessiveness and power, abuse of power, etc. What is? I stop that. I go back to the way Mother Nature taught me, and she taught me well. And now I am teaching doctors and professors all over the world.
That brings it nicely on to my next question, because how did you develop it into something that you could teach people?
Yes. Once I began to show this within the universities, experimenting and research, of course, I was showing things in medical science impossible. And then I had the feeling, hey, but I can teach anybody what I just did and showed in the university with these injections and blood research and mind research and brain scans. I can teach anybody to do this. So the following is what I did in the universities, make it a method. And then I cooperated together with my son. My son, my oldest son, he is manager number 13. I had 12 managers before, and they sort of all could not see the potential. But he put a frame around me and a format, and that made it a method, the Wim Hof method. And now it's accessible for everybody in the world, and millions are doing it now because it works. And it is scientifically endorsed. It makes sense. It is not expensive. It evolves your belief and independency, your sense of, I want to become strong, happy, and healthy, in control by myself. That's it. That's what I wish everybody. And nowadays, Jason, with people, the youngsters, feeling depressed and all, man, where is the love? And they, I mean, the non-sentimental power to have them empowered within their own lives, to have a sense of control within their mood and disease and depression, whatever it all is, it's no good. And that no good, we should give them the tools to get back into control and say, here I am. I love life, and I go and I realize my dreams, whatever they are. That makes a sane society. And that's what we do. And because people don't listen to philosophies, that's why I went to science. And then I showed that fundamentally it is wrong what is stated in science, the way we control our bodies and the way it could be. That is namely what we need to teach our children, to become happy, in control, happy, strong, and healthy. That's where I am, and that's why we have this sorts of conversations, to make sense. So we go from science to sense. There we are.
It's all so simple when you explain it.
Yeah, and it is simple, and that it is. It's not complicated. It took me 44 years to make it as simple as it is now. I got through the paradigm. I got through this complicated way of thinking. I got through the masquerade they put up, and which costs so much. Healthcare costs so much, and it creates dependency. It creates fear. Yeah. Fear, that's what it is creating. And they ask all kinds of things of us, and it doesn't make sense anymore. And then they say, We showed in 2014 in a universitarian study published in the best of papers, scientific papers of the world, we showed that we can bring down the damaging factor of viruses and bacteria. Why are they not advocating this to the people, that you yourself are able to do so much more? When the symptoms start, it's inflammation. And can you bring down that inflammation? Yes, and at best at the beginning. And anybody who feels symptoms, they are not crazy, it's there. And then substantially, you are able to bring it down. This is what we have shown. There it is. Because the mainstream, do you think that nature made this evolution of humanity without the capacity to fight off that what jeopardizes our systems inside after millions of years? We lost the connection, the logical connection, which is the power, the innate capacity to fight off bacteria and a virus naturally. When the symptoms are there, we should be able to go within and to suppress what is going on. Because when we are busy, then the immune system is jeopardized. It's busy as well. Yeah. But when you feel symptoms, you should be able to stand still, to rest, and to use breathing techniques that are able to deeply change the biochemistry and activate the immune system, among others.
So basically being a lot more conscious of the control over your body, as opposed to just not really paying much attention to
it. Yes, you get a lot more trust. You've become independent. You become really strong within yourself. You recognize that what is strong. And when then some hostile force comes in, or bacteria, or emotional stress, or mental stress, then you are able to counteract upon that. That is only logic.
Mate, you have worked with a few Hollywood stars, such as Tom Cruise, Harrison Ford. What sort of things have you helped them with?
They all have the money and fame and stature and all. But you cannot buy health.
No.
And if there is a natural method that works better to withstand the stress they are daily in, because they also experience stress, it's a different kind of stress. If you are famous, you need to uphold your fame. You have to be here, there, talk like always from the top, etc. And that creates a stress, because it's different than your personal life. It's different. Mm. So you cannot be on all the time. If you are on all the time, then it's called the parasympathetic nervous system. That is going off. Oh, going off, being off, is reparation, regeneration, rehabilitation on cell level. It's not there, so they get burnouts.
Yeah.
And they don't show, of course, but they feel it, they experience it. And then when they do this, it's all gone. It's like in a matter of a half hour, they feel cleansed. Because stress culminates into biochemical residue. And that gets into the system, and it is obstructing the system. It's logical. And these techniques, they make that residue, chemical residue, go away. It is crazy. When I come in LA, Wim Hof is in town. Yeah, man. And you know what? This year, they make a Hollywood film of my life.
Have they?
And you know Joseph Fiennes?
Yeah.
He's playing my role.
That's awesome. That's exciting stuff. This is going to be good.
Yeah. And the best part of the film is a lot of drama in my life. And a lot of achievements. You know, a lot of valleys, a lot of summits. and that colors the life. It's nice. It's great. Good for Hollywood film. But the best is,
yeah,
the best is going to be that in 2014, we have shown or changed fundamentally medical science. We have shown that the people actually have much more power within within their possible control very fast to beat or to fight off disease in any way, any disease. And that is going to be shown. That is going to be, you know, big drama. That is going to be waking up call.
That's going to, I'm excited for it. I really am. Especially the way you've just described that. That's amazing. Do you like hot weather? Are you happy with a beach holiday?
Oh, man, I don't tell nobody. I love it.
How can listeners try out some of your techniques at home, especially now, you know, helping people with lockdowns, especially in the UK now? There's, you know, there's a lot of people that are in a bad headspace. Yes. What little snippet could you give them just to try?
If you do the cold shower in the morning, that's one. Don't think about it. Oh, it's too cold. No. You know what's cold? The relationship with your own thoughts. That is the real cold. That's anxiety. And it's boring, and it's getting you in the depth, and it's agony. It's pure agony. You want to get that down?
Yeah.
Get into the cold shower. That is one. Then two, do 20, 25 minutes, if you got the time, 25 minutes of these breathing techniques, and you will be able to go for 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes without air in your lungs and no breathing. That, yeah, it is like, whoa, can I do that? Wow. Oh, you regain a great control within yourself. And the first thing you're going to do with that control is bring down your anxiety, because you can do that. Anybody can do this. This is simple, accessible, strong, powerful. It's yours.
Yeah. It's people already own it, don't they? They just don't know that they own it.
Exactly. Knock on the door of your own depth. And there you got all the wealth to beat the surface anxiety and inflammation. Boom. There it is.
Awesome. That is definitely something that people need to listen to. Now, Wim, there's going to be a slight pause now while I scroll through Instagram. So basically, the person that I read out their question, they win a bottle of Talisker single malt whiskey made by the sea. This is from Rick Jonesy. Do you save a fortune not having the heating on in your house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And anybody who does this is suddenly their houses aren't warmed up as before, because their tolerance goes higher up. It's natural. So if you take a cold shower, you will see that the degrees in your house, at least 2 degrees, goes down. In months of time, that is a lot of pounds, a lot of money.
So actually, me asking a funny sort of question, it actually does have a purpose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
besides...
Although that question was...
Yeah, I know. It was like funny-based, but it is and funny, and it is... the cold shower brings you energy up, so you need less energy in your house. That is what
exactly
the energy companies do. They sell energy in the shape of heat. But if you got the energy, you don't need the heat to bring you the energy you need to burn inside, to make the metabolism going. You don't need it, because you got all the energy. And you will see naturally, by feeling, you bring down the thermostat 2-3 degrees. And with that comes sanity as well, because we are overheated in our bodies. But by taking a cold shower, your real natural tolerance toward cold outside, but also at home, it will it's naturally working the way it should. And that is including that what needs to be healthy is not heated. It's a bit colder. And then you begin to sense a sense of absolute sanity. You feel stronger. Yeah, so it's not only the energy bill going down, you feel stronger. You got more energy. You are more at the core. It's amazing. Just a cold shower. Cold shower a day keeps the doctor away.
Mate, honestly, I was going to ask two questions. I'm not. Because although that was meant in a jovial fashion, that was a brilliant answer. And again, you've topped what was already a brilliant answer to being a brilliant answer again above it. So that ultimately brings us to the conclusion of this podcast. Wim, I have to say, I'm coming out to your place and I'm going to do this. I'm
love,
100%. Man. We are, me and someone else, a good friend of mine, we're inbound when we can be. But what I'd like to say is thank you, mate. That was a really, really, really insightful and interesting podcast. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I wish it was longer, but massive, massive thanks, mate. That was awesome.
Yeah, right on, Jason. Good talking.
Thanks very much to Wim. That was pretty awesome. You can find out more about him and his work at wimhofmethod.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you don't already, and follow me and the Book of Man for the latest news. Thanks again to Talisca for supporting this podcast, and thanks to you all for listening. I'll see you again soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.